Hey guys, Eric G from Around the House. Tired of juggling brooms and blowers for cleanup? Meet the Aero Broom, a two-in-one sweeper and cordless leaf blower that works inside and outside your home, all for under $60. This lightweight tool clears dust and debris in half the time, leaving your floors or patio spotless. I've tested it. Trust me, it's a game changer. Visit aerobroom.com now and grab yours. That's aerobroom.com. Sweep smart.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G., your go-to source for everything home improvement. Whether you're a DIY enthusiast or just looking to make your space shine, Eric G is here to guide you through the latest tips, tricks, and trends. So grab your toolbox, put on your thinking cap, and let's get to work right here on Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, the next generation of home improvement. I'm Eric G. Happy midweek special, everybody. This is our update that we do in the middle of the week each week that's not part of the weekend radio show. And it's brought to you by our friends over at Monty McGrills. Check them out at montymcgrills.com. Wanted to share some updates here today. We've got a lot going on with the show coming up this weekend and some great stuff coming up here this spring slash summer. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about outdoor power equipment. I've had a lot of questions come in about how is the battery stuff versus the gas stuff. And I wanted to give you my answer on this. And some of you might be shocked. Some of you might get frustrated, but this is my take and my experience of using it. So outdoor power equipment, we're talking lawnmowers, weed eaters, and Weed Eater, yes, is a brand, so string trimmers, chainsaws, all the different things, lawnmowers, whether it's a riding or a push, battery power has come a long ways. And I switched over to non-gas probably 5 years ago, before COVID. And I went completely battery power. And at the time, I was using Greenworks tools, which there are a lot of great brands out there. I think there's a lot of companies. Greenworks was really good early on and was definitely an early leader in the brands out there going full battery power. And I tell you what, there's been some impressive stuff out there. If you look at lawnmowers, great example. If you're going to be mowing the lawn out there, to me, there is no reason to be using gasoline anymore. Just on convenience, I have no environmental flag to wave here. This is about what I like to use and what works for my lawn and other lawns that I've worked with. So here's the benefits. With a battery-powered mower, I can go out. I can use so much less space in my shed or garage for the lawnmower because it folds up and goes on end. So I have a lot more space in there. I can drop in on the Greenworks mower that I have. I can drop in a couple batteries and mow for months on my smaller yard. I can do five mowings easily off of one battery. You can sit there with their ride-on mowers, like their zero turn. You can turn around and get 3.5 acres of lawn mowed without changing batteries. Pretty impressive. If you have more batteries, you can pretty much run that thing as long as you want to. I just was driving around this morning, running a couple errands, and I drive past one of our big parks, and it's a Greenway access there, so it's a private company doing the lawn care there. Battery powered everything. They had ride-on mowers, commercial company, and I could see that they had a charging system set up. So when they're driving around, they're charging up the batteries, and they're good to go. So really, when you look at it, there is no excuse to not change over to that. For me, it's awesome. I don't have to store gasoline. I don't have to worry about how to store it over the winter. As long as I keep the blade sharp and it cleaned up, it's that easy. Now, string trimmers, I even like more because the battery tends to, if it's done correctly, the battery will counteract the other side of the head on that and is nice balanced. I don't have to worry about mixing oil and gas for two cycle. Not a problem. And it starts when I pull the trigger. It's like your drill. It's like your battery-powered circular saw. It just goes. Very simple. Same thing with the chainsaws. Now, I'm on the fence with the chainsaws. For most homeowners, no reason to have a gas-powered. If you're a logger, I get it. I do. Because the gas-powered units work very well. And you don't have to worry about changing out batteries. If you're felling trees all day long, I see it. Are there a lot of tree companies out there that have, for safety, when they're up limbing trees, do they have battery-powered ones? Yeah, I'm seeing that more and more. Because they can just grab and go. It's like every other power tool. We're seeing more and more of that. And these are things that are really starting to pay off with safety, because you don't have to sit there and start it. Just grab it and go. And if you have another battery on you, you're plenty fine. So here's the thing, and these are my tips. If you have a decent tool company, and yeah, Ryobi's decent. I'm not sure if I'd get their outdoor power equipment if you have a big lawn or something, because it's not really meant for that. But that is a good homeowner grade tool. It is not a contractor grade tool. But if you've got DeWalt, Milwaukee, Makita, any of the other bigger brands out there, and you want to use their outdoor power equipment and stay on the same platform, it's not a bad deal. DeWalt, yeah, did they have some stumbles on their first lawnmower? You are darn right they did. It was garbage. Is it good now? Yeah, they made some huge changes. So I think that's where things have gone now, is that you've got these brands that are great tool brands that have, you probably already have their battery as a DIYer or a contractor. If you've got a lawnmower that runs off that, or a string trimmer or a leaf blower, you're good as gold. Leaf blower is great. I'll never own a gas leaf blower ever. Battery powered is the way to go with that. And I'm not going to sit here and debate the carbon footprint. And I know batteries are probably worse for the environment than what the gas is. I don't care. For me, convenience. And to be able to grab and go and not have to spend the fall and spring getting stuff started, take it into the lawnmower repair shop to get it fixed because it's not running right. It's nice not to have to mess with that. No oil changes. I add bar oil to the chainsaw and I'm good to go. So these are things that I think that we have now graduated onto battery powered is being superior. Now, exceptions, you're right. Logging, I'd probably have my big steel and I'd go with that. If I'm a lawn care professional, I'd probably look at batteries. Going to save me some money. Yeah, it's more expensive to get in sometimes, but once you're there, it's going to start saving itself pretty good. So if you think about those kind of things, that's where I think battery powered really pays off. So yeah, my verdict on the battery versus gas is, unless you're a professional, battery to me wins hands down every time. Are there bad models out there? Yeah. What's the secret? Getting. Go out and get the voltage that works for you. When you look at Greenworks, for instance, they've got a 24 volt, 40 volt, 60 volt, 80 volt, 82 volt. That's their pro power stuff. Yeah, if you've got a big lawn and you go out and buy a 24 volt system, guess what? Probably got the wrong system. Do I have a 60 volt? Yeah, 60 volt's great. 80 volt's great. So get the voltage that's going to work for you. Now, if you've got Milwaukee or any one of those other ones, I get it. You know, that's, you're using your tool batteries. That works. Might take two tool batteries, but it'll work. So take a look at that. Think about what works for you, but pay attention to the voltage, because that's really where you need to be to make sure you can get the right tool for the job. And that way you're going to be good as gold. So take a look at the voltage. That's the key to the whole system. That's the power behind it. It's like buying a little tiny push mower or buying the big Honda or John Deere. That's where it is. And yes, snow blowers wouldn't go battery powered, especially if you're into the cold. Not the best fit. Batteries in cold don't work well, at least. If you keep them warm, you're okay. But that's the key right there. All right, everybody. There's my controversial take on power tools and outdoor power equipment. I think that it's my take that battery is the way to go. I want to hear your comments. Send me a comment over to roundthehouseonline.com. We'll hear what you have to say. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. I'm Eric G. You've been tuning in to Around the House, and we'll see you on Saturday.
Make sure to follow us on social media. Just head to aroundthehouseonline.com for all the links. Make sure you check out our new YouTube channel. Just type in at Around the House with Eric G and click subscribe and ring the bell for updates. We will see you next time.
Anywhere beyond the mean, life is a love song. Let's be lovers. We're all over the radio. Take my hand, I know where to go.
Hey, I'm producer Jim from Around the House with Eric G. I work with Eric every day, so trust me when I say he's got the best home improvement tips on YouTube. He'll teach you how to fix your house, save money, and avoid those oops moments, like the time he almost glued himself to a countertop. Seriously, if you own a home or just like watching a guy who might set off the smoke detector, you need to subscribe to at Around the House Eric G. Because if Eric's not helping you, I guarantee he's breaking something, and you don't want to miss that. You won't be disappointed.